the winterless north, we call it up here. I think some of us are hoping that it would be a bit more winter, at least the rain part of it. But I hope you've used this time to rest in God, to recuperate, and to do some fishing. Absolutely, fantastic. So that's good. I hope the fishing is good up here for you. Before we go any further, I just want to pray, and we'll get on with things after this. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that you are our God. Lord, that you are our Father, and that we are all your children, that we are unified in a family before you, Lord God, and that we share in all that your Son has done for us and all the great, precious promises that your Son has given us. Heavenly Father, today I just want to thank you for Ranui Church. Lord, I pray that your Spirit and your guidance would be with them over this time as they searching for new leadership and getting on with things after Russell, Lord. And I just ask that you bless them, Lord, and that you keep them safe on their travels. And I thank you, Lord God, for them and for them able to join us today. Lord God, I thank you for Russell and Juliet and for their family and for the decision that you put in their heart to come to join us. And I thank you that you led us as a church to them as well. And for all the work that has been done by the Pastoral Selection Committee, Father God, I thank you for all those hours and all the effort that went in and that you guided that process, God. Lord, we add a new member in Russell and Juliet to our church today, Lord, to our body, an important one in regards to leadership. But we remember also, Jesus, that you are head of the church. Father, I pray that you would equip Russell and Juliet with all that they need to do the leadership function. But we as a body, Lord God, will continue to follow our head and to continue to be guided by you. And I pray that we would remember that this year, Lord. God, I thank you that you looked after us this year, that you, though it seemed like it was going to be a hard time, Father, you grew us as a church and you grew us as people, Father, and I pray that you continue to do so and that you continue to build unity into our body and into our church through this year and onwards, Lord. Heavenly Father, I lift up our community here in Whangarei. Lord, we love it, Father God, and we want to learn to love it more. We want to be a shining light, Father God, not just in our words, Father God, but in our life, in our work, in all the things that we do. Lord, burden us with this community and what we can do for you. Let us be your hands and feet in this community, Father. And please, Lord God, push us in that direction, Lord, and give us the ability and the spirit to be that light to this community here in Whangarei. Heavenly Father, I pray for your church in the nations, Lord. God, we know there are places where there is persecution, where there is hardship, Lord, and we don't see as much of that here. But God, I pray that you would equip and support those Christians in places where they are persecuted to continue, Father God, to carry on, Lord, not to give up, Father, and that you would protect them, Lord. And we just cry out for your justice and your mercy that we know one day will come. Heavenly Father, we pray for our children who have gone out to Children's Church. We thank you for them. For all the parents here, Lord, I pray you would equip us to teach our children about you, Lord. And we pray that they would be brought into your kingdom and be followers of Christ. And Lord, I pray also for the offering today, Lord. I ask that the money that we get from this would be used wisely, Lord, that you would equip the leaders and the governors, the people that deal with money decisions here, with your spirit, Lord, with good administration, with faithfulness and money, that we would be able to serve this community and serve you and serve the body well with that. And we pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Would those helping with the offering please come forward and we'll do that. Now, while that's going on, I'd like to introduce to you Murray Cottle. Murray, if you'd like to come up. Murray has been very helpful to us as a church in a number of ways, especially in the pastoral search that we have been going through and in advising us on that. And Murray works for the Northern Baptist Association and was also the pastor at Westgate Church, Baptist Church in Auckland for quite some time. And so I'd just like to introduce him. He'll be running the commissioning side of the service, and I'll be helping him out with that with a few other people. So Murray, welcome. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all your hard work. And I'll pass over to you for some.
Great. Thank you, Simon, and kia ora, church. Great to be here. You know, as we were just singing, I thought, yeah, Matt might be right about that CD, because it was just so great to worship the Lord with you guys as you really know how to sing, which was so great. And kia ora for my brothers and sisters from Ranui. You have mixed feelings today, and just thank you for coming, and we bless you. And for those who are visiting today, kia ora to you as well. Great to be here. So I represent the sort of wider family of Baptist churches. And so what we need to recognize is that what's happening here today is not just of interest to the Whangarei Central Baptist Church or to the Rānui Baptist Church, but all of us in this family of churches are really, really wanting to see this beginning of the season as Russell and Juliet come to be one that is of great blessing and an anointing upon it. So, you know, we're just as interested in the future of this church as you are, because, you know, there are lots of people who are living out there this morning in Whangarei who do not know Jesus yet, who need to know him. And may this be the beginning of that new season of seeing great blessing and transformation in the lives of so many people. And not only in the transformation of some lives, but the transformation of whole communities. And that's, you know, what what we long for. I always think of the disciples were 12 guys, or 11, and then they sort of appointed Matthias as well, who were charged with doing something significant with changing the world. And you read in Acts chapter, whatever, 17, I think it is, where the enemies of the gospel accused the disciples of Jesus, and they said, "These men have turned the whole world upside down." I thought, oh, that's pretty high praise, isn't it? That these 12 guys were sent, and look what happened. That these guys were causing so much trouble that they turned the whole world. There's more than 12 people here this morning. And so let's believe that this is going to be a season that is a great difference, that we will look back and go, you know what happened? Whangarei got turned upside down for Jesus Christ. And so we're all wanting to see that, not just the people who are part of this church, but the wider part as well. Now, what we're going to do is a more formal, structured part of this service. And in some senses, it's a little bit like a wedding service, because you've kind of got engaged, you know. You issued a call to Russell, and he has accepted that. So you got the engagement ring, and today you're getting the second ring, all right? That's when we sort of formalize it. So we're going to make, in the same way as the wedding service operates, in terms of publicly making commitments either side, that's what we're going to do. And at the end of this time, I don't know what's going to happen there, but, you know, one of the things we talk about when pastors come to a church is that the first period of time, 6 months or a year, is the honeymoon period. You know, we use that phrase. That's before you get to know each other and all that kind of stuff. But but one of the important things is that when a couple come to get married, they are two people who have imperfections, but they desire to have a loving, committed relationship with one another. And today we're coming, and there are two groups who have imperfections. And the important thing is that you work at that to make sure that this is going to be a great and fruitful marriage out of which lots of kids come. That's the deal. Because there's imperfections. Let me tell you a secret. Russell Watts is not perfect. Do you want your money back? But, you know, because we're all human, there are things that he's going to do that you go, oh, no. And you know what? There are things that you're going to do that he's going to go, oh, no. You know? That's the way it works. And yet, you know, as I think Matt mentioned, the scriptures say when we are one, when we dwell together in unity, there the Lord commands a blessing. That's the great thing, isn't it? And, you know, we're not always going to agree, and we're always not going to be right. And sometimes we might have to accept it's better to be one than to be right, in order that the Lord commands a blessing on us. Anyway, I better not preach to you, because that's Russell's job. But we're going to begin this time now, but I want to read out to you, the church, something I'm going to ask you to do, because this is a big commitment when we come to it. Let me just read out. I'll get the ask you who are part of this church to stand to acknowledge this. This is what I'm going to ask you to do. Having called Russell as your pastoral leader, I charge you as people of this church to give him the honour due to the Lord as leader and worker among you, to be faithful in prayer, not just for him, but for Juliet and for AJ also. Will you open your hearts and minds to receive biblical teaching and spiritual direction in your lives from this servant of God? Will you promise to stand by Russell and Juliet in the work, sharing with them in every possible way by your presence, support, ministry, giving, and practical help? Will you covenant with them and, seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit, work for the loving presence of God in this community and beyond? And if so, would you signify by saying, that's what I'm going to ask you to do. So I just want you to muse upon that, because that's a big commitment you are making. And I really encourage you to make this commitment. This is a deal where when we really mean business as the Church of God, to have a mission in this community, and we're able to obey those kind of commitments, that's where the Lord commands a blessing. And so I gave you a due warning, and then I'll be asking you to stand to give that. Now, as we come into the service, we need to recognize there has been a process that's been going on. I've had some sort of watching brief on on that process that has led to the church calling Russell here. And so I'm going to ask Michael Nielsen to come and just describe that process and why on earth you called this guy. And then I'm going to ask Russell just to respond briefly as to why he accepted that call. Thanks, Mike.
Kia ora tātou. Isn't it great to get to this point, a commissioning service for our new senior pastor? God is good. From memory, when we started this process, we talked to Murray in our first or second meeting as a search committee, and he indicated that it might take a while to get to this point. And as David said to the members' meeting last September, it certainly was a thorough and lengthy process, almost 2 years. But well worth the wait. When I first rang Russell in May last year to follow up on a call that David had placed to him about a year before then, he talked to me about his heart for Northland. He shared how God had been speaking in to him since we'd last approached him, and ultimately he expressed an interest in the position. What followed was a fantastic time of discovery and discernment, both for Russell and Juliet and for us as a search committee, as we learned more about each other in the church and we sought God's direction and wisdom. To your relief, I'm not going to go into the nuts and bolts of the search process this morning. Most of you will have heard about it or read about it a few times now. Instead, I wanted to share a few quick thoughts on what I believe God calls us as the church to do, and why, through what I observed and learned through the search process, I believe that Russell is who God has called to lead our church. So I've had a passage from Luke on my heart for a while now. It's Luke chapter 8. The story goes like this. So Jesus has just jumped in a boat and asked his disciples to sail across the lake, the Sea of Galilee. He puts his feet up for a nap, and while he's sleeping, a storm breaks loose. The disciples are terrified, and so they wake him up, as you would. And with one rebuke, Jesus calms the storm, and they continue sailing to the other side of the lake. Now, the other side of the lake is a region called Gerasenes. This is the first time in his ministry that Jesus has ventured into what is largely Gentile territory, left his homeland and gone into a foreign land, ventured into the unknown. And while he's in Gerasenes, he heals a demon-possessed man. Now, this man experiences the good news in action, becomes a disciple of Jesus, and at the end of the passage, he begs Jesus to stay with him. However, Jesus has other plans for this guy, and he sends him on a mission to share what Jesus has done for him, to tell others in his community about the good news. Now, when I've previously talked to you about Russell, I've said that we as a church should be expected to, we should expect to be challenged to confront our norms, challenged to step into the unknown for the sake of sharing the gospel, to sail across the other side of the lake, if you will. I believe that God, Russell is who God has called to lead us on this journey across the lake. He has the skills and qualities needed to lead us as a church on this journey, a journey to spread God's good news to our community in Whangarei, in Northland, and beyond. Now, he's not going to do it all, but he'll help equip us each to do our part. He's someone who truly believes the word of God, who has a heart for evangelism and discipleship, who builds leaders, who leads by example, and who most of all is full of love. And after all, God's kingdom isn't built by traditional means like money and power, but by love. So who better to lead us on this journey than someone who loves so extravagantly? So welcome Russell, Juliet, AJ. We are looking forward to the leadership that you will provide our church and to the great things that God has planned for us. And before I finish, it's kind of the wrapping up of the formal part of this search committee process, really. So I wanted to finish with some thank yous. To the rest of the search committee, for your perseverance, work and prayer over the 2 years, it's been fantastic to work with you, especially to David for your strong and courageous leadership through the time. To Murray for your support and advice throughout the process. To the church for your ongoing prayer and trust in us as a committee. And to Rānui Baptist for the significant role that you have played in Russell and Juliet's life over the last decade or so, and for giving him over to us. Thank you. Kia ora.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We'll keep talking until the hymn. Russell, would you just like to come and just share your heart as to what on earth brought you here?
Kia ora, friends. I'm very excited to be here, very much trusting in the goodness of God, the love and the power of God too. I have a real love for people and love for the Lord and out of respect for God. I want to say a couple of formal things, but just mention this first. I love the Lord and I fear the Lord. Before coming to church, I really felt the Holy Spirit saying, there's someone here with a lower back pain and it's been caused by an injury to your right leg. And during the service, without prayer, that back pain will completely go. You'll get a couple of niggles during the week and you're just to praise God for your healing. And by next Sunday, you'll know you're completely and totally and utterly healed. So I just want to say that straight away to honour the Lord, who is King, who is Lord over all, before I say some more formal things. You don't really know who I am. You've read about me. I've read lots about you and looking forward to the journey ahead. Using the Māori protocol of what is my mountain, what is my river, what is my name and my people, I'm from Papua New Guinea originally, and I've never really had a mountain to relate to. I've loved Rangitoto. I've loved Ruapehu at different seasons in life. I'm loving Mount Albury, loving it out there on their heads. But I was born and raised in the Sepik area, and born and raised in the bush. I spoke Pidgin English. English was my second language growing up, and came to New Zealand at the age of 9 and a half. I'm related to a man who was promoted from this church called Malcolm Eads. I don't know if anybody knows Malcolm Eads, but he's a distant relation of mine. There's a whole lot of people in this church that I've got family connections with, and so we'll just love to catch up with you over time too. I was surprised at what was happening in me when Dave Ambler gave me a phone call. I've been at Rānui 14 years. I cannot imagine a more loving, a more Holy Spirit trusting group of people. We've seen people come into the kingdom every week for about 12 years. And the last month at Rānui, 18 people, 16 of which with no church background, were baptized into the kingdom and just made radical changes for Jesus. And that takes a church. That's not individuals that do that. That's a church of people loving God and obeying God when it happens. So it's an amazing group of people. Back in 2015, I went through a really tough time. It was tough at church, so busy, and we were quite understaffed at that time. Tough at home, as my adult kids went through some very difficult things. And it was tiring for us. I took sabbatical at the beginning of last year, And during that sabbatical time, I was saying, God, I just feel a lot older than 53, you know, and I love you and I know I'm cool, but what's going to happen? And I just defined some things during that six-week period. I realized that I needed to be part of a team with more staff, you know, and able to just to trust that team and let things go and just encourage and equip that team. I realized that my adult kids are probably better off standing more on their own. They're close to mum and dad, and I was sort of thinking and praying about that as well. I realized that I've had a heart for the north for a long time and never imagined moving. Thought I might have retired in Rānui. But I've had a heart for the north. When the church has struggled around New Zealand, you read reports about the Baptist movement slowly declining. I've gone, no, God, no, that shouldn't be. But when I've heard of the isolation, the loneliness, and the struggles in the church of the north in particular, that's particularly pricked my heart. And it's been that way for years. And so I guess I was quite unsettled by being tired and by so much pressure, and at the same time I was aware God was doing things. One final thing, I was aware during that sabbatical time that when I look at the sea, when I'm by the sea, it does something to my soul. And I pray better, and I listen to God better, and I'm more relaxed, and balance in life is better. And we haven't lived by the sea. My wife and I have dreamt for 32 years of wonderful marriage, of living by the sea one day. So into that mix, I got a phone call from a very godly man called Dave Ambler. And Dave Ambler just said, would you apply for the job? And this was 3 weeks before I was speaking at League Conference down in Wellington. And I had kids club to run, all sorts of things happening, you know. And I looked at the profile of the church. I thought, wow, this confirms what I know about Whangarei Central. These are God-loving people. These are people who have a very strong and healthy youth ministry. This is a people of a church where they've launched many folk in the ministry over the years. And there's lots of good in the church, you know, lots of a strong basis. Yes, got good trust, got good financial basis, lots of good things. But I thought, I wasn't seriously at that point when Dave first called me to consider moving. But it didn't go away. Family members said, you should consider it. And we'd been approached by several churches to consider applying for roles. And we've just said, are you serious? You know, no, Rānui, they're just beautiful people. And they are. And they are. But this time it stuck with me. As I went through that sabbatical period and Michael and others began to contact me, it really stirred in my spirit that maybe this was the time that we'd move and we'd leave it just a wonderful group of dynamic people and be part of something up north. Interesting for us, I've often thought about my last 12 years of ministry. Unless Labour get in, then it could be a bit longer. But my last 12 years of ministry, God, I want to make a difference. I want to see hundreds of people come to Christ. I love encouraging other pastors and training up leaders within churches. And I've looked at Murray's job and thought, I'm not that clever, I'm not that gifted. But I'd love to be in a church that's got a tradition of supporting other churches around it. And I've supported other churches in the north. And with my heart for the north, and I kept looking at Whangarei and your profile, your details, very transparent discussions with the team, you know, regarding what the church was like, what the issues were, the challenges and the strengths were. My heart kept being drawn toward this church, and my faith for what God could do in this church kept increasing. I had one niggling thought. All around the nation and the Baptist movement, many, many Baptist churches are in decline, and many of them are very, very happily in decline. They know each other, they love each other, they have wonderful fellowship together, they have a format that they're used to, and they keep declining, and they keep declining. And I thought, dear Lord Jesus, you know, I couldn't just be someone that just fills a role and preaches on Sunday. I need to see transformation. I need to see people hearing the voice of God and people being set free. And could it be, God, that I'd come to Whangarei Central and they'd say, no, we want things to stay the same because I want to see his kingdom come. I want to see people change for eternity through Jesus Christ. And as I met, thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. And as I met with Stephen Batty, as I met with the core committee, I thought, man, no, these guys know there needs to be changes. And we'll work through it together as a family. But we want to put aside things that are of man and put in place things that are of the kingdom of the Holy Spirit. And his kingdom will come and his will be done in our midst. One final thing I want to say before I hand back to Murray is this. Wherever I've gone in the past, four different churches I've pastored, I've loved it. I've loved the people. Rānui best of all. But I've always gone to places I wouldn't choose to live. Wonderful people just go there because there's a need. Two churches I've been to, nobody else will go to. Way out in the country, really difficult situations. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. 10 years ago, we stayed at Camp Manaia. And my wife said to me, this has got to be the most beautiful place in New Zealand. And she said to me, I would love to live here. Now, I've dreamt of living by the sea for 32 years. And as we looked at things and we thought about the whole issue of ministry and the issue of personal and family health, we thought, you know what, God? We wouldn't change churches to live by the sea, but you know what? We'll take the blessing. It kind of feels like, God, you're so good and you're so kind that, God, you're going to give us something on our days off and our evenings together as a family with little AJ. This is going to bless our souls and bless our prayer lives and bless our mental and spiritual health as well. So, family, we're believing for good. We thank God for each one of you. I thank God for the church at Rainu. You're wonderful, wonderful people. And I just trust in a good God for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Russell. Russell's coming back to share the word of God after the commissioning service. I mean, a 7 years Savilong pigeon belongs to Papua New Guinea, yeah? Yeah. I know Solomon Island pigeon, and they kind of... Solomon Island pigeon is more superior to Papua New Guinea pigeon, but apart from that, we're humble. So we're going to enter this commissioning time now, and in one sense, or in partly, that commissioning has already happened. When Russell came from over there to sit here, that was of huge significance. Only a few short steps, but it kind of indicated a major shift in terms of ministry. But we're going to formalise that now. And so Simon is going to come, and together we're going to share, and we'll ask Russell and Juliet to come as well. So today is the time when all of you make commitments to one another as people of this church and as people of this community and as the newly called pastoral couple who are called to lead this church. It's important that we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the head of this church. And so all that we do here, we believe we do in the sight of our loving Creator God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is here and who is actively involved in this ceremony. So Russell, after going through a search process, this church made a decision to call you as the pastoral leader, and you have accepted their call to join this congregation. And all of you who believe see this process has been led by God, and today we come before God to affirm our faith in Christ, to acknowledge that Jesus is the head of the church, and to commit ourselves to work together as people so that the loving presence of our God may be seen and understood in this part of our land.
Russell and Juliet, as a couple, you have been active in ministry and served God in the church for many years. And we thank you and we give God the glory for the fruit that has been in your guys' ministry. We know that all Christians are called to be disciples of Jesus Christ, and Russell and Juliet, as ministers of the gospel, you are first disciples of Jesus. So we ask you to affirm afresh your faith and trust in God, a faith which you've already confessed in baptism. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
We do.
We do, absolutely.
So Russell, you've accepted the invitation to give pastoral leadership to Whangarei Central Baptist Church, and you recognise this invitation as a call from the Lord. Recognising the gifts that you have to offer, you are being set apart as one in whom this church can place confidence and trust. Do you accept responsibility from Christ to care for his people with all diligence and compassion?
I will. It will be my joy to do so, and I'm confident God will enable me.
Russell, as pastoral leader, you'll help to equip the people of Whangarei Central Baptist Church to outwork the calling of Jesus in their lives. Will you lead and enable God's people in their mission to the world, seeking God's loving presence, speaking of the gospel in word and deed, so that Christ may be known in every way?
I will. That is my heart's desire.
So, Russell, by your example, will you lead this church in a holy living and devotion to Christ, one which brings honour to God through prayer and the reading of Scripture?
I will. I believe that God's empowered us through the Holy Spirit to live holy lives. We all can do that, and I can with his help. I believe his word is absolutely true from cover to cover. And his revelatory words, what he says to us, those whispers we get throughout the day, it's life and truth. That's where real living comes from.
Now, we have two passages of scripture to read, and then Russell's going to reply to them. So I'll ask Rhiann to come and read from Mark 10, 42 to 45.
From the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 43 to 45. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whomever desires to become great among you shall be servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
And I'll ask Shania to come and read 1 Peter 5, 2 to 4.
First Peter 5, 2 to 4 says, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away."
Today I bring myself and the gifts that I have, and I lay them at the feet of Christ. Today I covenant to serve and encourage this church and community, to respect and to care for you, to journey with you, to take responsibility among you, to seek God with you, to listen to God in you, and to work with you to be Christ in this world.
Amen. Now this is the time when I bring the charge to you as the church here at Whangarei Central Baptist Church. At the end of what I've asked, if you will signify your assent by standing. If you're visiting us today, if you can just remain seated at this point, this is for the church body here. So having called Russell as your pastoral leader, I charge you, the people of this church, to give him the honour due in the Lord as a leader and worker among you, to be faithful in prayer, not just for him, but for Juliet also, and for AJ. Will you open your hearts and minds to receive biblical teaching and spiritual direction in your lives from this servant of God? Will you promise to stand by Russell and Juliet in the work, sharing with them in every possible way by your presence, support, ministry, giving, and practical help? Will you covenant with them and seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit to work for the loving presence of God in this community and beyond? If so, will you signify your agreement by standing right now?
And to friends and visitors, as friends and representatives of both the wider church and this community, we invite all those who by your presence today would want to encourage and affirm Russell in this ministry. Please show your support of this, and show your support of this new chapter in the life of Whangarei Central Baptist Church, and join in the blessing of Whangarei community to also please stand now. Now, a few people have been asked to come and pray for Russell and Juliet and our church and AJ. So you guys, please feel free to stand and pray with us. And I'd ask Jeff, Adrian, Tony, and Murray will close the prayers.
Let's just join together in prayer. Father God, what a privilege it is to be here today. We look outside and we see such a beautiful day, and then we come into this building and see such a lot of beautiful people. Thank you for being amongst us today. And Father, we as a body here in Whangarei, we just want to thank our brothers and sisters in our Rānui Church that They have freely released Russell and Juliet to come to minister to us. We just ask, Father, as they just seek your face, that you would just bring the right person to walk that journey with them for the next stage of their progress as a church body. Father, we just want to thank you for Russell, that he's chosen, well, you've called him to come and just minister to us. Just fill him afresh with your spirit, that at all times he may be controlled and directed by you. Lord, give Russell the wisdom and imagination, energy and drive, that he will be able to do the things that need to be done in this church to make this church truly glorify your name. We just ask this in Jesus' name.
Father, this is a special day where our paths have connected with Ranui Baptist, and today Russell and Juliet and AJ have come to be in our midst, and we thank you for that. I think way back to when Joshua was about to go and lead the people into a new land, and Lord, you said to him, be strong and courageous. And Russell, I think that's what God is saying to you, be strong, be courageous, for God is with you, both you and Juliet and your family. Father, may they indeed know your quiffing for the journey ahead. May they meditate upon your word, seek you daily and listen for your voice. Lord, help them always to fix their eyes on you every day. You, Jesus, the author and perfecter of their faith. Help them to follow your example in everything they say and do, so that in all things you will be honored. And we, the family of God in this place, commit ourselves to Russell and Juliet. Help us to follow their lead, to love them, to care for them, and support them. So, Father, we thank you so much for this day of new beginnings, a day of dedication to each other and to you. May your blessing rest upon them, upon us as a church, as we seek your face in this place.
主啊，我们真的感谢你。主啊，让我们王国瑞华人团契也能参与Russell牧师他就职的这一个荣耀和见证。主啊，真的感谢你，让我们在灵里成为一家人。主啊，求你的灵让我们华人可以为跟所有的种族的弟兄姐妹，让我们在一个教堂里一起来敬拜你。主啊，求你的灵与我们同在，让我们在灵里成为一家人。感谢你。 主啊，我们前面的路程，求你的灵亲自来指示，让我们真的一起在主里，我们一起往前走。主啊，祷告真的不配，都是奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
Russell and Juliet, I sense the Lord is asking me to pronounce a blessing on your ministry that is a fresh blessing. That which he will do with you from this day forward is not a repeat of the same, but that a fresh anointing may come on you now by the Holy Spirit, that your gifts may be refreshed, that your preaching may be refreshed, that every day there will be a freshness that comes in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. And may the name of Jesus be honored in this community through your ministry. Amen. 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 Thank you. Be seated. Just stay here a minute. So, Russell, in the light of what you have affirmed and the promises made by this congregation, at their request, I declare you to be the pastor of Whangarei Central Baptist Church. Now, at this point in a wedding service, you say you may kiss the bride. So I'm just not sure how you do that in this context. But maybe you can do that just by coming and welcoming him afterwards and just blessing him with a handshake and a welcome. But we're going, better fasten your seatbelts now because we're letting Russell loose and he's going to preach. Okay?